Something on the radio. You should hear.
Can I turn on the radio?
Okay, where are you?
I'm on the radio.
How did you get on the radio?
It's pure talent.
They got some pure talent.
Do you think he's got that kind of talent?
Well, someone did.
Who is that?
This guy.
You can be on the radio.
And just like that,
history is made.
Okay, now it's ready. Just ready.
Two. Coming. One. You now.
Kill music.
Yo, showtime. Showtime.
Live and local with Monica J on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
Was that not an incredible storm last night? Oh my gosh. And yesterday, that we needed that. Bring on the rain. Thank you to everybody for doing your rain dances and everything, because that... Boy, we needed that. It must have happened because my husband just went outside and hand-watered a bunch of the plants. Like, oh, well, okay. You'd think we had washed all the cars or something. Oh, love it, though. It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're here today. We got a lot of stuff to go through just when you think that, you know, you're ready for... for anything, then Biden opens his mouth. I just want you to stand strong, though. Stand strong. You've got it in you. Because mandates are not laws. They are not laws. The executive orders out of Biden's office, that's still questionable. I can't wait until the 17th when we have Sean Meehan on. You know, these executive orders, where is that in the Constitution? Is this reality? Stand your ground. Let your company, whatever, fire you. Because I know that everybody's worried, but Monica, they're saying that they're trying to, you know, do unemployment, make a rule change in unemployment that if you don't take the vaccine, if you're fired, you don't get your unemployment. That's not the issue. The issue is the lawsuit for wrongful termination. So you'll get your unemployment and hopefully more. For stress, duress. So just be ready for it. Sigal Shah, our next attorney general, somebody who actually goes by the Constitution and loves to challenge people. She's on top of this. I find it kind of futile, but she's on top of it. Sigal Shah calls on Aaron Ford to oppose illegal, unconstitutional mandates, demands protection for American workers. She sent out the following statement this morning after reviewing the president's statement. President. I demand that Aaron Ford use the full power and influence of his office to oppose President Biden's illegal and unconstitutional vaccine mandates, which could end up costing thousands upon thousands of Nevadans their jobs. Our largest economic engine, our tourism and gaming industry, should not become Biden's enforcement henchmen and start putting middle-class families out of work. No business, gaming or non-gaming, big or small, should be forced to adhere to these tyrannical dictates from a feckless, confused, and weary leader. And it goes on. We're already, you go around town and you look in windows, on walls, hiring, post office, restaurants, businesses. And it's going to be even worse. This is planned destruction of our way of life. But I have some inspiring words for you. I have some beautiful words for you. So please take this to heart. The government in our country is we the people. We the people tell the elected officials what we want them to do. They do not tell us. We the people govern them. They work for us. It is 1776 again in America. We the people do not need to go to war for our freedom by firing bullets. We the people need to go to war with our dollars, our voices, and our prayers. The time has come for patriots to strike back. We demand election integrity and audits of 2020. We demand the right to be treated for COVID with the treatments of our choice. We demand the right to control our borders. We demand that our Bill of Rights be honored without exception. Let the enemy know that enough is enough. It is time to go to war to regain control of our country. We, the people, are the government. Rise up with your dollars, your voices, and your prayers. Let the enemy know that we are fully engaged. We have been waiting on President Trump. He has been waiting on us. Let President Trump know that the will of we the people. He will then lead us as our president to carry out our will. This is America. We have had enough. Enough is enough. Rise up and let your voices be heard. God bless each and every one of you, and God bless the USA. Lynn Wood. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. We don't have to go to war with bullets. We don't have to injure and harm other people. All we have to do is know who is against us. And if you are a company like Patagonia, who is mandating and giving a specific date and telling people that they will be fired after dedicating so many years of their lives to you, to your company. Then you won't see any of our money. You won't see the red, white, and blue patriots green. I was speaking to an amazing lady last night as I was having a campaign meeting here at the house with some of my supporters. And she was telling me about a local coffee shop. I mean, she got ran out of Costco. She knew that would probably happen. She was taking a chance. She doesn't wear a mask. Just a stupid mask that doesn't even work, doesn't even protect anybody. It's a visual of control, though. So she decided to go to this little coffee shop and, you know, grab some caffeine, walks in, and immediately they were on her. Big burly guy, like over on Lakeside, something. Big burly guy. She was afraid for her safety. I am not exaggerating. She literally thought she was going to get a beat down for not wearing a mask in a freaking coffee shop. You've got to use your dollars. Take the mask off. Go into the stores. If they refuse to serve you, then refuse to do business there. Enough is enough. Look what Biden just did. If the business is demanding and mandating this, again, like Patagonia, I want to know, please. And stand your ground. We'll do our part by not spending our money there, which sucks because I wanted a white puffer vest, but I guess I'll go someplace else. You stand your ground, and we'll hold on to our money. Because those lawsuits are already planned. Paperwork's already done. We just have to have the people that have been fired. Storm's here. Kind of ironic that it literally is here. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
You've made our Roomba even better. Now it can recognize things on your floor, like pet droppings.
Duty.
And cables.
Cable.
So it can keep vacuuming away. It also recognizes what a lazy human you've become.
Old sock.
And how you can't even drag a vacuum across your floor, let alone pick up after your pet. So get the new Roomba.
Baby Ruth.
Because just like a Roomba, you suck.
Duty.
Younger. Smarter. Better. FM Talk KKFT FM 99.1 is FM Talk
for Smith and Mason Valley. 92.3 FM Talk KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Got a lot of great guests for you today. Have some breaking news from the Washoe County School District. The Board of Trustees, what's going on there? Bruce Parks will join us at 10:38. Also, in the 11 o'clock hour, we have Dr. Fred Simon joining us, running for governor, and he'll be talking about a very special event that is all put together, and it's going to be so much fun. It's a family event, and it is next Sunday. It's the 19th at the Believe Sign in downtown Reno. It is going to be a huge rally with bounce houses and food trucks and just all kinds of great patriots getting together and listening to candidates. You know, that's the thing, is if you're tired of the party selecting who's going to be supported, now is the time for you to get out and listen to candidates. Listen to their ideas and support them, and support them individually. You know, rather than giving money to the whole, give it to the individual candidate who you support. It's the most important thing that you can do. And the primary is quickly approaching. I remember starting this journey and it was, you know, yeah, it's over a year away. Now it's just months away. Filing in March. And I think it's June 14th or something like that. I'll get the exact date to you, but that's the primary. Our lives are literally flashing before us. Flashing before us because we're so stressed with everything that is going on. We're being flooded, absolutely flooded. You know, this is pretty unbelievable. Pretty unbelievable. So not only did Americans get left behind in Afghanistan, literally left behind on the tarmac, on planes, the State Department has finally admitted that, yeah, we blocked those people from taking off. Our State Department. Privately chartered planes. And our State Department actually interfered. Not going to let you land here. Not going to let you. That's the Biden regime. And these people need to be held accountable. And if you think that we're going to be, well, protected, I have to wonder. This coming to me this morning from Real Raw News, they have learned 27 active duty U.S. Air Force pilots have resigned their commissions over the unconstitutionality of Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin's mandate requiring all armed force members to at once receive a COVID-19 vaccination. Now, the exodus actually began back on August 27th with 12 pilots from the 1st Fighter Wing at Joint Base Langley. I used to live by there. I remember those planes flying. Submitting to their commanding officer letters of resignations only hours after they received a 4 a.m. text. A 4 a.m. text message instructing them to submit to mandatory COVID-19 vaccinations by 10 a.m. that same day. That same day. One officer, 29-year-old F-22 Raptor pilot, said of the situation, "We undergo routine physicals and must meet rigorous fitness standards to stay on flight duty. I think it's safe to say all Air Force pilots are in good physical conditions. We must be to endure extreme G-force stress on our body. There is no reason we should be at risk of COVID-19 or becoming sick from it." Remember, 99.6% survival rate. Just thought I'd toss that out there. "I know I'm not alone in rejecting this potentially dangerous and soundly untested shot." Pilots at other air bases apparently joined him in solidarity. A day later, 15 pilots of the 2nd Bomb Wing in Barksdale, Louisiana, tendered their letters of resignation. This is going to decimate our military. Because people are waking up to the fact that the media has lied about the FDA approval. Yeah, wasn't approved. Another medication that is not available in this country was approved. They pulled a bait and switch. That's pretty sad when your government and your media flat out lies to you and hides cures, hides the medication and your healthcare industry, hides the medication for a quick recovery. How many people died because of these lies? Not only from the injection, but languishing in hospitals, not being treated. This is a question that needs to be asked, and we're asking it on the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
The Talk of Northern Nevada. Speak out, 884-9910, FM News Talk, 99.1.
You know, I love that woo-hoo, and a woo-hoo to you, too. We all need a little more woo-hoo instead of boo-hoo. Let's cut the boo-hoo and get in on the woo-hoo. Not the Wuhan, the woo-hoo. There's a big difference. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. You have to smile. You have to laugh. You can't let all of this just drag you down. You have to have the confidence in your decisions. Have the strength. You know you've got it in it. I have this little bracelet that I wear. You are braver than you believe, stronger than you seem, and smarter than you think. You are too. And you are loved more than you know. You are loved more than you will ever know. And you are appreciated. And HireMeNevada.com. HireMeNevada.com. That's, you know, you're looking for something new? Trust me, there are companies out there who are not going to bow down to this tyranny. You'll get the job you want. You'll get the job you deserve. Because businesses will start to understand. We have to watch government from literally the bottom up. We see it in the media flashed right out in front of us about what's going on nationally. But what goes on locally is 10 times more important. Joining us right now, who, I'm just going to put him in the watchdog group with Jeff Church, because there are people out there who are watching and listening and paying attention to what's going on. And thank goodness they're friends of mine, because they call into the show with extremely interesting information. Bruce Parks joins us right now from Nevada Patriot. Bruce, thank you so much for being here this morning after you got after you got roasted last night.
That's okay. I can take the heat.
Okay. I jokingly say that. Bruce was here and telling me the story, and all I could think of was, why didn't you call into the show? And it was because it hadn't been set out yet. It's like, oh, okay, okay. Bruce, I'm just going to put this to you and let you take the time to explain from the beginning what's going on with a Washoe County School District Board of Trustees. So take it away. The floor is yours.
Well, thank you, Monica. It has come to my attention that we have a Washoe County Board of Trustee member that does not live in the district that they represent. Now, according to Nevada Revised Statute 281, there's a residency requirement for holding office. Falling short of that, you cannot fill that position. The I actually had a very long conversation with Assistant County District Attorney about this very matter, and they're looking into it. But the bottom line is this, Monica. If you move one location to another and you're in public office, you better make sure that the address that you move to is within the district that you supposedly represent. Otherwise, you are actually committing a crime. If you consider that this individual has been drawing a paycheck from Washoe County School District, in addition to health benefits, et cetera, to the tune of about $9,000 a year, we're in the we're in the felony bracket here, because this individual moved sometime in 2020. Now, it is my most fervent hope that I'm wrong, but I don't think so.
You have a tendency to do a lot of research before you bring things forward.
Well, I try my very best. As you so eloquently tell people, do your research. Do your own research. Find out for yourself. And that's how this came about. I was researching some campaign finance stuff with the Secretary of State's office. And I came across this trustee's filings with the Secretary of State. Wait a minute. Why? No, this doesn't. Even using Common Core math, I couldn't make it add up. And then going and looking at the voter registration office information, which this is all public information, by the way. You don't have to do a whole lot of deep sleuthing to come across this information. It's out there. Which is what's is so astounding to me, that if anybody can find this information out, why would you do that? All it takes is, hey, I have to move to a different location, so I have to resign my seat. Well, the individual that I'm speaking about is going to be afforded that very opportunity. Now, I intend to be at the school board meeting on Tuesday. And I'm just going to ask if that trustee will resign. Give her the chance to do the right thing, right? Isn't that what we do, Monica?
So are we allowed to give the name of this person?
Actually, you know, I'm not sure if I'm allowed to say it or not, but we're talking about Trustee Jacqueline Calvert, who represents District F at large.
Okay,
her residency requirement. Go ahead.
Okay, so if it's at large, does that play into it?
Well, here's the thing, Monica. Unlike Devin Reese on Reno City Council, who serves at large, he's at large for the entire city of Reno. Since they split the at-large districts into two different districts. You have District G, and that seat is filled by Diane Nicolette. And then you have District F, which is Jacqueline Calvert. Unfortunately, she did have an address in District F, but in 2020 moved from that address to an address in District G. Therefore, she may no longer hold that seat on the city or on the school board.
So does the Honorable Dr. Angie Taylor know about this? Have they been covering Have they been covering this up so they hold that seat?
Well, when this first came to my attention, or when I first suspected that this might be the case, I talked to one of the other school board members, and they said that they would get in touch with the general counsel for Washoe County School District. And apparently that conversation ended with, well, I'll take care of it, from general counsel. But it was never taken care of. And I have emailed the board president, Angie Taylor, a couple of times on this. The last response I got from her basically says, yeah, that's a problem for the county or the voter register's office to take care of. Well, I'd already been in touch with the voter register's office. And they filled out the paperwork, apparently. And I got a phone call from an assistant district attorney. And we had a very lengthy discussion about all this. Bottom line is, they're looking into it.
Nice.
So I don't know what's going to take place at this point. But if you're interested in coming to the Washoe County School Board meeting on Tuesday, it's going to be entertaining, to say the least.
Now, that's going to be at the administration building, right?
Right, on 9th Street.
On 9th Street. Yeah, that's going to be a very interesting meeting. But, you know, that I don't put that past them, Bruce, to say, you know, we'll let some, well, yeah, we'll take care of it. Because that teacher who threatened students with his email, Mr. Colby, nothing has ever been done to him. He received no punishment whatsoever. And yet, every time people were calling about him, so, oh, yeah, 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 we know about it. We're going to take care of it, blah, blah, blah. That's all that's all our district is, blah, blah, blah.
Monica, at the last school board meeting I went to, we basically had been in the school had been in session for a couple of weeks. And I said, okay, school's been in session for 2 weeks now. Let's review. Seems like the predominant issue has been making sure we use everybody's proper pronouns. Well, what are you going to do if a kid identifies as an AK-47 and his preferred pronoun is hollow point and full metal jacket? Are you going to discriminate against that kid? Because him identifying like that is no less valid than some of the other garbage that they find acceptable. Can somebody please tell me what a Zim and a Zur is? I have no idea. But those are acceptable pronouns.
Yeah, I think I'm just going to take the pronoun of vaccinated and leave me alone.
Well, that's another thing that just came up. They developed a policy, 5205, which basically states that all of your child's immunization records will be kept by the school board, one of their documents. The problem is that this is all available under Infinite Campus, which is their program they use for keeping all this information. Infinite Campus is anything but secure.
No, it's run by China.
And most of the information is available to highest bidder. Yeah, exactly.
So, John Eppolito has been fighting against this forever, and nobody is paying attention. Well, maybe they'll start paying attention now.
Angie Taylor promised that she was going to make Infinite Campus an agenda item so that we could have a discussion about it. You can't have discussions at the school board. You stand up and you say what you want to say under public comment. It's not a question and answer period. I've been pushing them for months to have some town halls with the people of Washoe County so we can actually have a dialogue, a conversation about our concerns.
Yeah, good luck.
But no,
with that.
That's not the way it works with them. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're going to sit there and they're going to dictate to you, this is how it is, and if you don't like it, well, they're basically tough.
Yeah. All right, Bruce, I have to cut our conversation here, but somebody is already texting in. Make sure you print all the documents and turn them in as evidence at the school board meeting and have copies for everybody. Remove all chance of denial.
Okay.
Just, you know, get that copy machine working. Bruce, thank you so much all of the due diligence that you do and the research. And just thank your research director for me. I appreciate it.
Well, Monica, thank you for all the truth that you get out there on a daily basis. We really appreciate you as well.
Nevada Patriot. Find it online. NevadaPatriot.com. Join. Be a part of making a difference. Bruce Parks, thank you. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
FM Talk on 92.3 FM in Smith and Mason Valley. 99.1 FM Talk for Reno, Tahoe, and all of Northern Nevada.
I'm very excited to let you know. Stick around, 11:08. We're going to try and get it as close to there as we can. She's going to be in a meeting, but she's going to pop out to be on the show. Sigal Shah is going to be joining us to talk about the letter that she sent to DA Aaron Ford about these mandates for vaccines, the unconstitutional vaccine mandates. She's a fireball. You're going to love her. If you haven't heard her speak yet, get to one of her fundraisers. Get to know her. Talk to her. You will be very impressed and know exactly why I say our next AG. Let's go to the talk and text lines. Thank you so much for calling 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Nate's on the line. Hi, Nate.
Monica, how are we doing this morning?
Fabulous. You want to talk about the vaccine?
Monica, I want to relate it to what God has to say about that vaccine. Revelation 18, verse 23, it says, because of your sorceries were all nations deceived. There's nowhere that it's anywhere quoted in the Bible that we have to take anything foreign into our bodies. This is a foreign substance that nobody even knows really what's in it, although we have an idea. But, it's God told us, you know, if you take this pharmacia, that you will be deceived in the end. And look what they're doing to us by this guy mandating. What did he say, Monica? Was it 100 people or more in a company?
Yeah, 100 plus.
Okay, so that's most of our companies around here in Northern Nevada and Southern Nevada that would have to probably lose a lot of employees. But then again, he told us in Isaiah 3, verse 4, that if you allow it in the end, I'm going to put children to rule over you, and they're going to have the minds of babies. Well, look at Biden speak. I mean, he can't speak. He's a moron.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we're getting very close to Satan Antichrist showing up in Jerusalem playing Jesus. The world needs to be ready for it. Watch for it. Your preachers aren't warning you. Nobody's warning anybody, Monica, and it's serious business right now, because I do believe that this is coming down very shortly here. And also, Yellen from the Fed said that they cannot have the debt ceiling go any higher, and they're expecting a big correction mid-October. Did you hear about that?
Yeah, and they're just throwing money. We need to get them
right
to stop this infrastructure bill, this Green New Deal. It's got to stop.
It has to stop, Monica. And here's the thing: that vaccine, they're giving people boosters now, and Israel is the most vaccinated place. Why are people dying left and right in Israel right now?
Yeah,
and personally, Monica, I don't know anybody that's even had this thing except for you. And actually, you're the only one I've ever heard that had it. And you got over it quick because you took all the right medications and you were smart about it.
Yeah, after I got out of the hospital that was supposed to treat me, I had to go find my own treatment. Thank goodness it worked.
Right, and they wanted to kill you because a buddy of mine, that's what they just did to his father the other day. They hooked him right up to a ventilator the next night. Goodbye, he was toast. So, and also, let me bring up one more thing, Monica. In Revelation 9, God talks about the sorcery right there at the end. What quote was that? Revelation 9, verse 21. And he's talking about sorcery. And that we don't have to go with this, and God's going to protect us. You have to have enough strength to know that he will protect us. Monica, keep doing a great job. We appreciate you out here, okay?
Thank you, Nate. I appreciate it. Appreciate it.
God bless.
God bless you as well. That's the thing, is you have the moral fortitude. You have it in you to make the right decisions. Just look at what's going on. You don't have to listen to me. I prefer you don't listen to me and you do your own research, because that's how important it is. Why is the WHO, the World Health Organization, now warning against the booster shots? Fauci lied, and his lies, oh man, his lies are so big you can drive a truck through them, and they're coming to light. You gotta love it. Well, no, actually, you don't gotta love it, but you have to stand up to it. It's the Monica Jay Show. We'll be back after this.